Visit with schools from throughout the Country Sunshine listening area.
Back in the classroom, open your books.
And we are going to have the opportunity and pleasure this morning to visit with the East Mills Community School District, Jenny Marburger. Ms. Marburger, how are you?
Good.
Nice to see you.
Good morning.
Nice to meet you. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from, Ms. Marburger?
Well, I'm originally from Callander, Iowa, which is up by Fort Dodge. And we ended up in Malvern, clear back in 2003.
Yeah.
Taught at Malvern the last 4 years.
When you say when
Malvern
you say,
existed.
When you say we,
who is we? My husband, Phil, and myself, and at that time, just our son. And then after 4 years, we felt the need to go back home to Callander area. So I taught at Prairie Valley, which is now Southeast Valley. Then I taught at Tiny Paint and Sherdan. That's where my heart, I love that. I love that tiny school. So then just kind of was missing Malvern. So came back in 2013, and we've been here ever since.
And here you are.
Yeah.
And your kiddos?
We have Aaron, who's married.
Great
and
name,
has...
by the great name, by the way. All right, I'll leave.
And
you
he's married and has a little one, so I'm a grandma, which has been fun. And then we have our daughter Madeline, who works for Farm Bureau at Cass County and East Pot. She's loving that. Gets into the classroom as well.
Yeah.
And then our daughter Ailey is out at she did work at the vet office here in town for a little bit in high school, and she's out at NCTA becoming a vet tech to go on to be an equine vet.
Very
and
cool.
And then we have Shaylin, who's a junior at East Mills.
Wow. There you go. Why did you choose education?
My teachers were a real help to me growing up. Kind of a lifeline for me to navigate, kind of a foundation for me. And so I guess I wanted to do that for other kids as well.
Absolutely. I've always said, I'm going to continue to say it until someone proves me wrong. There are two occupations, healthcare and education. It takes a special person to do both of those.
Yeah, my husband's a nurse. He's a hospice nurse, so we get that.
And those, and especially people that work in the hospice profession. Yeah. Wow. I mean, you're dealing with people that can be having a very good day or a very bad day in both of those professions. So
we consider it our mission field.
It takes a special person. Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about East Mills.
Okay.
Tell me all the roles that you occupy at East Mills. You have a few.
Okay. 2 years ago, I got my master's degree. I've been teaching since, I said, 2003. Malvern was my first job.
Yeah.
And so I am now the pre-K-12 librarian, as well as I still cut my English 9, and I teach speech, and I'm also the speech coach.
Okay. It's speech, I'm going to say season. I'm doing that in air quotes. Because you had
the speech season for individuals.
So there's been large group and small, and then individual, and I think district was just maybe, did we
Saturday,
just have district?
We just had Saturday district. Our school went to Atlantic.
Uh-huh. So tell me, what's the key? What's the key to helping that student excel in speech?
I think part of it is finding their passion.
Yeah.
I really feel like speech is giving students their voice to be able to be heard. I don't hand scripts to the kids or hand a topic to them. I really want it to be their work.
Yeah.
And then I just help to kind of pull that out of them, make it a little more clear so that they can get their message out to the audience.
I've said it, and I know I'm redundant here, but I think speech is one of those that has real-world benefits for kids. Going forward, talking in front of people, thinking on your feet, coming up with those things, and then talking.
Definitely.
I mean, that's an important thing. I mean, that sounds trivial, but it's really important.
Yeah.
So, absolutely. Okay. So, let's start with speech. So, what's next? You've had large group. You've had, is it sub-district and district? Is that correct?
No, we had district.
District.
So district is kind of a one-shot deal.
Okay.
You either get a one or you don't,
uh-huh.
and then you advance to state, which is on March 14th. But we have the fortune of having CAM.
Yeah.
Has a Walnut Hill tournament this coming Saturday. And so the kids get an opportunity to perform their piece at least two more times.
Awesome.
For two different other individuals, and then if they make it to the final round, they can do it another third time. So it's kind of nice for those students. Maybe if they didn't make it to state, they put all the hard work in, they still have more opportunities to do that as well.
And that's on Saturday the 7th?
Yes.
At CAM? Okay. Yep. So that's upcoming.
Yeah.
Anything else along speech that we want to, what do we want to know, Ms. Marburger?
Well, we have it's sometimes hard for people to get to speech contests, especially if you're more in the sports world learning about speech. But we do have a showcase night on Monday, March 16th at 6 p.m. We're going to be doing that in our lunchroom.
Okay.
And anybody's welcome to come. Come watch, support, so that if you miss coming to districts or Walnut Hill or state, then you can still see their pieces. Plus, it's a opportunity for the students to perform at home.
Yes. So tell me again the date and time.
Monday, March 16th at 6 p.m.
And it's at the, and you said in the lunchroom?
Yep.
In Malvern.
They can come in the front doors and then come around.
And do I need to purchase tickets or do I show up?
No, just show up. Okay. We do a free will donation. The kids will bring some desserts for you.
Be generous.
Some treats.
So a lot of hours, a lot of practice, and a lot of work go into this. And like you say, it's an opportunity to support the young folks because otherwise you might not be able to see what they what they're putting their time and effort into.
Yep.
Very cool. How do you work the schedule? You say, and you do very much, you coach speech. So how does that work? Do you have practice times? Do you have...
Each Friday or at least by Sunday night, I put out on Google Doc on our classroom. I set up a classroom for our speech team, and I put out my available times. I also have other times if they have weird, odd times that they're like, hey, I got 15 minutes over lunch. I can see.
Yeah.
Sometimes I take my lunch time to help them. But they sign up for 15-minute time slots. If they need to take two slots, three slots, we can do that. And then they pick their times, what works in their busy schedules.
All right. Very good. They do get busy, don't they?
Yes.
Very, very
usually the busy kids that we get.
That's, you know, busy folks get things done. So that's kind of cool. anything else along speech, Ms. Marburger, we want to talk about? Make sure you go enjoy that opportunity.
Yes. I really feel like we have something for everyone. There's a new category this year, video casting. As speech coaches, we wanted to provide students with an opportunity that maybe we know that stage fright is a huge thing. The number one thing that a lot of people are afraid of is public speaking.
100%.
For large group, we do have a few recorded events, and I try to push some of those kids there or the kids that are busy. My wrestlers, I tend to convince them to try to do the recorded events. Individual did not have any recorded events. So this year, we are doing video casting. It's kind of like a podcast style for kids to get messages out there. It is a temporary category for this year and next year, meaning that students can advance to state, but they cannot qualify for all state. At the end of next year in the spring, the coaches in all four districts in the state will vote to see if we would like to make this a permanent category. And then at that time, if we choose to do that, then it's a full-fledged category.
Okay.
So it's been great. Two of my four students have done a video cast, and it's kind of fun watching them put their message out there in video form.
That's cool.
So,
boy, that's exploding, that's for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Can we talk about, you're also the librarian.
Yeah.
Among other things.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
So the library is a great resource.
Yes.
Right? It's Read Across America Week.
It is.
By the way, you have dress-up days.
Yes, I'm in pajamas. I have my Iowa State Fair pajamas because I also clerk the State Fair dairy show.
Yes.
So.
Oh, wow, you do?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, you do it all, Ms. Marburger. So.
That's my summer job.
But you came in full Read Across America dress-up day with your pajamas. And
yes, I'm always down for a dress-up day.
So are there other activities with Read Across America that are going that are taking place this week?
Yeah, our elementary school has had a committee that does their Read Across America. So even though I've stepped into the library position, they kind of take the reins on that. They have books that they selected for the week. They encourage the classrooms to read those books because then they give a quiz in the afternoon. They'll put a little quiz out over the announcements, and then they can guess what the book is. And if they first caller, they call up to one of the coordinator's rooms, and the first caller gets a prize. Today they're taking caller number two, I believe.
Oh, wow.
And then we have dress-up days during the week. They have different prizes, and then teachers are doing a door decorating contest as well.
So you're really getting into it here.
Yes.
I think it's cool. More people should read.
Yes.
A book.
That's our theme for this year, is falling back in love with reading.
Get a book.
Yes.
Like you can turn the pages on.
Yes.
That's me being grumpy, but I think more people need to get a book, Ms. Marburger. I love it. Yes. So with that, you have another event a book fair.
Yes.
That's coming up soon. Tell me about that.
We have Scholastic Book Fair coming. We had them in the fall. They're coming back again Monday, March 16th through March 19th.
Okay.
We'll be open 7:45 to 4 p.m. Monday through Wednesday. And then Thursday is our parent-teacher conferences. So we'll be open from 8 to 7:30 on that Thursday for everyone to come in and enjoy the book fair.
So purchasing books. You can purchase books at the book fair.
Yes.
Can parents or grandparents or guardians, like, purchase or put money for students to then go select books? Well, I'm trying to say.
There will be an e-wallet.
There you go.
Yep.
Thank you.
That's the word.
That's what I'm looking for.
We will be putting that information out on our website.
Yeah.
And information out there for parents to be able to, you can still shop online as well.
Okay.
With the book fair, or you can have an e-wallet for the students. We do have a lot of grandparents that take advantage of that. We also this last year started doing Share the Fair, which has been awesome. Not every kiddo can make it to the book fair,
right,
or can afford the book fair. And so we don't want kids to feel left out. We want them to enjoy the love of reading. And to our goal this year is to fall back in love with literacy and to get books in the hands of kids.
Okay.
And so with Share the Fair, we've really kind of pushed that. And this last book fair in the fall, we were able to get all of our kiddos books through donations from other people. So you can just donate. Some people just dropped money off at the office, sent money in, or when they make a purchase. This year, we encouraged kids to round up, and it was awesome to see the kids that brought in their allowance money, their change, and I asked them if they wanted to round up to help get their friends a book, and they said yes. And then we even had kids that were buying books for their buddies.
How awesome is that?
Yeah, it was awesome to see that as fourth and fifth graders, they were using their allowance to buy their friend a book because they couldn't.
If I wanted to, that could be anybody, right? So if I say, you know what, I want to give $500.
Yes,
that would be awesome. You would call and say, here's $500, make sure that it all goes to books for kids.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's $20, or maybe it's $1,000, whatever you've been blessed and able to do.
Yes.
And you can do that. Can you do it over the phone? Could you call in, or do you have to show up in person to do that?
You could send in the money.
Okay.
I'm still new to doing Scholastic Book Fair.
Okay.
I was greatly tutored last year as I took over. This is my first year that I've kind of done it solo. But I know that we've had people do it, they could do it over the, I guess, digitally.
Yeah.
You can probably do that as well.
Call and ask a question. Just call and ask.
Yep.
And say, I want to give money.
It out.
You can, I mean, if someone's trying to give you money, you can take it, hopefully.
Yes.
So, but that's.
Because our overall goal is we want books in the hands of students.
And that's what
students.
It would go to.
Because we have a book exchange just right outside. If there's books kids don't need anymore, or classroom teachers, we have a little cart outside the library. So.
Yep.
That's been pretty popular with our students where they just take a book, leave a book.
Yeah, that's
like
awesome.
A little library.
Very cool. Get a book in the hands of those kids because, you know what? They're going to be that's competing with screen time, and that's the stuff that I talk about all the time.
Well,
and it's
part
an
of my inspiration, two of the smartest men that I know is my grandpa and my dad. My grandpa had an eighth grade education. My dad did have a trade school education, but I can ask them any question and they know it.
Yep.
And it's because they read. They read all the time, everything they can get hands on. My grandpa even read Nicholas Sparks, which is kind of funny that that was one of his favorite authors. And my dad would read car manuals. So it doesn't have to be like a novel or anything spectacular. But find your interest and get the book in your hand.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You inspire me here, Ms. Marburger. So, by the way, we are visiting with Jenny Marburger, East Mills Community School District, the librarian. Speech coach, English.
English. I teach English 9 and speech as well.
English 9 and speech.
Yeah.
What did I leave out?
I think that's it
Tell me again when the book fair is, the dates of the book fair.
The book fair is Monday, March 16th through March 19th. And then if you miss that opportunity, we are going to be doing a BOGO fair. It's a buy one, get one Scholastic Fair, May 11th through the 14th, and that'll give kids an opportunity to get some summer reading books.
Now, is there an opportunity during the book fair for parents to come? Would that be the parent-teacher conference? Is that the only opportunity?
Well, they can stop in before school, 7:45 to about 8:15, or they can stop after school, 3:23 or 3:15 to 4 o'clock.
Okay.
And then on Thursday, March 19th, anytime between 8 and 7:30. So a lot of parents will... the kids will do their wish list during their regular library time,
yeah,
and then they can come and purchase.
When you get in today, What's the first thing you're going to do when you walk into the school? First thing is what?
I always go to the library. I open up the library downstairs, and we have some kind of little glow lights, so I turn those on. That way they know we're in the in the building.
Gotcha.
So if they need books, then I can get them. And then I go upstairs and set up for my English 9.
All right. When you're not at school, what do you do for fun? What are hobbies?
Well, we actually do a little bit of stained glass as a hobby. That's a joint hobby that my husband and I do. We both, like I said, he's a hospice nurse, and mm-hmm. I teach a lot. And so kind of our debriefing, we do some stained glass. So we just completed a piece for my daughter to donate.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for stopping by.
Yeah, thank you.
Anything else we need to touch on? We cover what we need to cover.
I think that's it.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having
me. Nice to visit with you.
Yes.
Pleasure to visit with you. Again, Jenny Marburger with us this morning from the East Mills Community School District.
Up in the morning and out to school.
That's going to do it for today's school update here on